Okay, we thank, as always, the sponsors, specifically the sponsor for this month, Jacob Steinmetz. His sponsorship is running out unless he renews it. So, should we find someone else for a Kislev? The Gemara in Sanhedrin of Tess tells us the Ukimta from Ravina in the Machlokas of Meir and Rabbanan in the Mishnah is about Nimtzeh Mem Kar Pasul. Commonly put the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi, Ali Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva tells us that the din. Rabbi Kiva tells us that the din is that just as if there are two edim, and we have an imtza echad mem karv apostle, so then edusan is betela. So Rabbi Kiva just tells us from Adrasha, so too if you have three edim, and imtza echad mem karv apostle, edusan betela. So he's darshaning from the pasuk what api shnayim edim o shlosha edim. Yakum Dabar. If two is good, obviously three is good. No, it's coming to tell you that if two of the Edim are Nizom, they'll get the punishment. So too, if three are Nizom, sorry, if one of the, if the, even though the third is superfluous in that sense, because it's already enough to have two, he's part of the cast that he's going to pass on everyone else. Yeah. Then we have the Machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe says that the din of Nimtzeh and Karv Apostle is only when there's a Bishas Maisa they had in mind, Kavana Lahayid. If they just witnessed him, they didn't have Kavana to be made, so then you're not going to say they're Mitzarev to have Nimtzeh and Karv Apostle. Fine. But Rebbe Yossi says that even if they just happen to see it, that's enough to have Nimtzeh and Karv Apostle. That's the Shittas in the Gemara. We pass in like Rebbe, that Nimsachim and Karv Apostle is Shaykh again by Mamanus and Nefashos. That's the other Machlokas here. Rashi said it's only Shaykh by Nefashos because of Eitzilo Eida. Tosfos here also, right? Here and in Makos, both? Don't like that? Or Tosfos here don't talk about that? Makos, right? They don't like that. We spoke of that Amol and the. Whatever, when we talked about the Ran in the beginning of the fourth para. Yeah. But we say it depends upon Shas Re'iya being miskavin lahayid. Yeah. Tosfos here, Bizman, the big fat Tosfos. So Tosfos are mechadesh that the din of Nimtzachem and Karv Pasul only is going to apply if the Eid Pasul comes along together with the Eidim Ksherim and they're actually made in Basin. But if he was miskavin lahayid, the Psul is not going to be chal b'Shas Re'iya, the Psul is only totally. In the Shas Agada, that's when, well, we'll say it that way. The Psul is, for now, we'll say it that way. The Psul is totally B'Shas Agada, meaning if they just Stam saw as Edim, that's not going to be enough. They have to come and be Magid and Basin, they have to be Maid, and that's going to Pasul, Nimtzeh and Karv Pasul. Initially, Tosfos don't bring any Raya for this. They just say Misvara, and the Svara is not even a Svara, it's just a Minhag Olam. They say, if not, how can it be that we have so many Gittin that everyone invites the family? The whole Mishpacha comes to celebrate the divorce. And if we held the Nimtzachim and Karv Pasul Pasuls just from Re'iya, so the whole Mishpacha is there watching the get. So shouldn't that Pasul? Elamai, obviously we don't assume that. We only assume if it was, we assume it's Tali B'Shas Haggadah, and there's no Haggadah here. Yeah, I don't know why Tosfos is only saved by getting. If you look, Tosfos Rash adds Kiddushin as well. That's the real minhag, is to invite family members to the Vard and the wedding, not the get. I don't know what that's about. But Tosfos Rosh assume it applies to both equally. Yeah, but with this pshat, they say, what's pshat in Mayasu Shnei Achim? Simple solution, don't go to Basin. Mayasu Shnei Achim, we both saw it, so as long as we don't go and be made in Basin, as long as there's no Haggadah, there's not going to be a psul. So who cares about, so what's the concern of Mayasu Shnei Achim? The simple solution, don't go to Basin. So they say, no. Could be that they'll see it together. One brother will go to Simon Achim. You don't know of such things where one brother does something, the other brother doesn't know about it. But there's such a thing as two brothers. My brother's 12 years and 10 years apart from me, so we do plenty of things separately. So if you're, maybe one brother will go to base and he'll be made, and the other brother won't know about it, and he'll go. And my Asush and Achim, they both saw it. And even though it's not Toch Kedei Dibur, they say they're going to be Mitzarev to one Kass. To say that we need, for purposes of Hazama, we need them to be Toch Kedei Dibur to be Mitzarif, but for purposes of Nimtzachim and Karv Pasul, we don't need a Toch Kedei Dibur in the Haggadah. Why not? So, and what's the difference between Hazama and Nimtzach HaMekav Apostles. This is spelled out more clearly by Tosfos and Makos, but by Nimtzach HaMekav Apostle. So even if this is probably important, it's probably fundamental, even if the psul is Tali B'Shas Agada, they're Metzuraf Al-Yidei the Re'iyah. We'll see how fundamental that may or may not be in a second, but even if again the psul is Tali B'Shas Agada, there is a Tziruf HaKas, the Eidim become one group through the Re'iyah together, then the Hagada could be Nach Toch De Dibor. But by Hazama, by definition, Eidim Zomim didn't have any Shas Re'iyah. There was no Re'iyah. It was Imanu Ha'isim. They weren't really there to see it. So there was no Tziruf. The Tziruf is only when you have the Haggadah. So then you need Tochei Dibur on the Haggadah. I'm not saying Chiddush, I think Tosfos say that. But the thing is, I think the focus just a little bit on is, you see, even whatever it means that the Psul is Tali B'Shas Haggadah, there's something Mashma'uti to the Re'iyah also that links the Eidim together. B'shas Re'iyah, that therefore you don't need any more Tochei Dibur on the Haggadah. You hear that point? Okay. So last point in terms of reading Tosfos, so the Gemara in Makos seems to be mefurish not like this, because it says Harug Yatzil, because B'shas Maisa, the Harug also was a witness, and he should passel. And the Gemara says, no, maybe he was killed from behind, so he didn't see the Maisa. But you see the Gemara is assuming that they're already going to passel Mishas Re'iyah. Elamai happens to be from behind, so he didn't actually see it. So Tosfos basically, yeah, it does sound like that in the beginning, but the Gemara does a turnaround. The Gemara assumes Mekayim Medaber Kasa Medaber. No, it's really Tali, but Mekayim Medaber, meaning it's really Tali B'Shas Haggadah. It's true. The Havamina of the Gemara was that way. The Havamina was that it was Tali B'Shas Re'iyah, but that's not the Maskanas Hadvarim. Fine. Yeah, that's Tosfos. Yeah, so I just saw we were just talking about this before, maybe it would have been Kedai to do this, but this Tosfos really, and therefore this Amud, is packed with tons of raid, and the whole sugya from Makos is here. I just didn't have so much to add in terms of above seeing the raid, but have you day that the Chabur is short, but there's an Arichas Dvarim in the Rishonim and Achronim. I just didn't have that much to add, so I didn't say so much on it. But one Ha'ara, ooh. I really don't like bugs, sorry. One Ha'ara, who's going to get me soon? One Ha'ara, yeah. I saw in Reb Shmuel's, in Shir Reb Shmuel, that Yesh Lachkor, when Tosfos had this Shita, that the Psul is Tali B'Shas Haggadah, what's the Pshat that's Tali B'Shas Haggadah? Is the Pshat that it's Tali, really the Psul is Chal already B'Shas Re'iyah? The Psul is you shaft the psul b'shas re'iyah, but it's not chal, it's a t'nai in the psul that's not chal till you do the haggadah. Meaning the psul is already mishas re'iyah, but you have to have a haggadah for that psul to actually catch, for that psul to be chal. Or no, really the psul is tully b'shas haggadah, meaning the psul is only chal b'shas haggadah. The haggadah is the posel. What's the posel? The re'iyah, elamai, you have to wait for the haggadah for it to be chal? Or no, the psul is really only chal, it's really only made by the Haggadah itself. Nafkamina, this is, I think Rabbi Shmuel says, Nafkamina is the Tzais has a suffix in Simen Lamed Vav, in the following case, let's say you have Edim see something, and then they're not related to each other. But then they become Mazel Tov, they become related in between, and then they have a Haggadah. So are they Nimseh Echam and Karv Apostle or not? So, again, without a Toch Deidibor, meaning is the Re'iyah enough for them to be Nimseh Echam and Karv Apostle? So if you hold that the Haggadah, the Pshat is that the Psul is really B'Shas Haggadah, so they were Karv Apostle, B'Shas Haggadah. So Nimtzeh Echam Karv Apostle is going to apply in full force. Again, even without a Toch De Dibor, B'Shas Haggadah. However, if you assume that the Haggadah is just a T'nai in the Psul, which is really Mishas Re'iyah, so then they weren't related B'Shas Re'iyah, so in order to have a psul of Nimtzeh Echam Mekav Apostle, they'll need to have an Eidus B'Toch De Dibor later on. So that'll be Tali in this Chakira about what's the Pshat in the psul being B'Shas Haggadah. They really think the psul is made by the Haggadah, or the Haggadah is a T'nai in the psul which was Mishas Re'iyah. This is just a Ha'ara, maybe this is... Well, you tell me what you think about this. So Taisus say that the psul is tali v'shasa gadli, correct? And Tosus say what? In the case of, let's say, gittin v'kedushin, we'll say it together because some of that's what they mean. Gittin v'kedushin, there's no psul of nimsa echem mekar pasul. Why? Because there's no hagada. Because there's no hagada. So if Tosus held that the psul was really mishas re'iya, but a t'nai in the psul mishas re'iya is that it's not chal until you have a haggadah, so then wouldn't it be mistaber that in this case where you have a edus that's only re'iya and not haggadah, the psul of nemse echer mekav pasul should apply mishas re'iya? And again, if you held that haggadah was the posel, so then in this case there's no haggadah, so there's no posel. Re'iya is meaningless. So two edim saw getting the kedushin together. Nimsa echem mekav pasul. Who cares? There was only re'iya, no haggadah. Fine. So there's not. So then you hear Tosas shita. But if Tosas think that, like the other tzad in the chakira, that no, the psul is mishas re'iya, and that's why I said before to focus on the fact that even if you hold the psul is totally in haggadah, there's still a tziruf mishas re'iya because there is something fundamental about the re'iya that links them together. But if you think the psul is mamish mishas re'iya, elamai is a t'nai in the psul that you need a haggadah to let that psul be chal, so then b'chiyah gavin, there's no haggadah, the psul should be chal mishas re'iya. So isn't it muchrach then? Maybe? I mean, it's not a kasha, I'm just saying. Is that a ha'ara? That it's muchrach and tosis like one side on the chakira?
But what about later when he says that they're mitzvah to the cat and therefore they can be made after the deliver? How do you fit that with this deal?
That they're mitzvah? That who's mitzvah?
The edim are mitzvah because they were together at the shas re'iya, even though the etzem haggadah was after the deliver. That sounds like the other side of
the theory. No. So, hold on. No. There it sounds like, no. That's what I'm saying. Either the fact that they're mitzdari, if that's what I was pointing out before, you're saying. No, even if they're from mitzdari, probably they're re'iya, does that mean that the psul is mishas re'iya? Or does that mean there's something about the re'iya that's mitzdari for them, but it doesn't mean that that's the psul? It just means that's what makes them a group of edim. And that explains the difference between them and the edim zomim, but it doesn't account for... But you're right. If you held the other way, it would be very good that they're mitzdari mishas... Their mitzuruf has a kas mishas re'iya because that's when the psul is chal. But it's not. Does not machriach you to say that way. But yeah, it would be even smoother if that were true. So yeah. So is that mochach that Tosas really hold? It depends on shas agada, meaning it's mamish a psul of haggadah, not just that it's psul of re'iya. That's only chal b'shas agada. B'chiyah gavni, you don't have a haggadah. They should be pasul mishas re'iya. Tosas say no. There is no psul b'shas re'iya. It doesn't exist. Maybe. So that's the Shita Tosus. The Shita the Rashbam is that it does depend on Shas Re'iya. Again, as long as he's Miskaven, like Rabbi, it does depend on the Shas Re'iya. So we have Tosus' main Shita that it's Shas Haggadah. Yesh Lachkor, is that B'Shas Haggadah, meaning the Psul is B'Shas Haggadah, or is that B'Shas Re'iya with a T'nai in the Haggadah? The Haggadah is T'nai in the Psul being Chal. And we're saying maybe it's Mukhrach that Tosus holds the first way, because otherwise, why is there a Chiluk? Why is it by Gittin Mekedushin? Why is it not the Nimsech and Karv Pasul right then and there? Because of the Re'iya, Elamai, it's Mamish the Haggadah, which is Posel. The Rashbam, who holds that it depends on Shas Re'iya. And then you have a third sheet, though. You saw the Ritva and Kedushin. Okay, you have a third sheet, the Ritva and Kedushin, Mem Gimel. Yes, probably, maybe the most famous one, just because Halach Lamaisa is famous. So the Ritva and Kedushin holds that there's a distinction between two types of Edis, right? If you have an Edis, Lebirur Hadavar, they see Dine Mamanos or something like that, then they're not being Mekayim anything with Shas Re'iya. So in such a case, the Re'iya is not the posel of Nimsech and Karv Pasul. When you have an Edus Lekiyim Hadavar, where they are Mekayim Hadavar already, Mishas Re'iya, that is the Kiyim Hadavar, so then they're going to be Mekayim Shas Re'iya, and therefore they're going to be Pasul. Nimsech and Karv Pasul is going to Pasul B'Shas Re'iya, and it doesn't require a Haggadah B'Vestin. Yeah, the words, the Ritva. Kol hecha shiyesh ba'oso mayimed ksherim upsulim, o krovim. Tzarech liyachid, we'll talk about that in a second, edei ha-kedushin. You have to specify who your edei kedushin are. Di lo kivein, di ilo, Kevan de Ika Eid Pasul Benayim Eid is Kulam Batela. If you don't do so, then since there's an aid puzzle there, then everyone's aid is going to be batel. Nimsachim kam puzzle. Aye, it's only mishasriya. Yeah, but here, it's mekaymi hadavar, the ones who are roeh, because it's aidus lekim hadavar. Hachak bekedushin ena aidus ba la'ames hadavar bavad. The aidus is not just coming to clarify, did this happen, did this not happen. Ela afilu yadina dahachikush to the milsa de shikitsha. Even if we knew that it was true that he was mekadisher, ena mekudesh is below aidus. Aidus is the mekayim hadavar. Aidus is what makes the kedushin bichal. V'in the kedushin kiyim below aidus. Ugzeres hakasavu. V'chkevan dechein shas maisahu shas edusan. V'chkevan deikatsiru. Psule aidus iman aidus kulam betela. Domya deba alma kishi etsiru psule aidus kishabon lahayed bebasin. She aidus kulam betela. This is similar to the case where they were actually mayed. That the ha'ada is usually what passels them. But here, the re'iyah passels them because you're already mekayim hadavar b'shas re'iyah. So I don't know, maybe there's a diuk along the way here, but just in terms of, we're going to focus in a second on what the Ritva thinks about yichud eidim by eid kedushin. But in terms of what does this tell you about what he thinks generally the psul is tali b'shas hagadah, correct? Elamai, by eidus, l'kiyim hadavar is different. So is the pshat that, what's the pshat here? That really the whole thing was a t'nai? Meaning, is he saying what we said before? Really the whole thing is a t'nai. What we said before, Tosas should have said if they felt this way. Really the whole thing is a t'nai, meaning the psul is ka'av v'shas r'iyah, elamai. It's a t'nai b'davar that you need a haggadah for that psul to be ka'av. Or the Ritz is saying more fundamental, like what we really said. The Ritz is saying something more fundamental, that the psul is always tali behagada, meaning the hagada is the posel. Then why didn't you say like Tosis? There's no hagada here. There is a hagada here. Eidus l'kiyam hadavar is the hagada, meaning you're mekayim the davar. The kiyam hadavar of kedushin is the eidus in this case, and therefore you have a hagada. So it sounds, I think, from when you read the Ritva, I don't know if it's a diak or just seems like pasha to me, that it sounds like in the Ritva that it's the latter, meaning what the Ritva agrees with Tosfos, that the psul is shas hagada. The hagada is the posel, or the poselas. Elamai, Tosfos say, okay, but b'chi agab, you have gittin mikedushin, you don't have a hagada, so there's no posel, so there's no nimsachar mikav pasel. But the Ritva says, no, b'chi agab, you have gittin mikedushin, it's not that there's no hagada, it's that there is a hagada b'shas re'iyah. The re'iyah is the hagada. Seeing kedushin is what's poel the kedushin, is what's mekayim the kedushin. So that's called mekayim edavar. I think that's what the Ritva is saying. That's called mekayim edavar. So the machlekes Tosfos and the Ritva is not what's the pshat in the psul hagada. They both agree. It's not such a far off machlokes. They both agree that the psul is the hagada itself. Elamai, Tosfos think there's no hagada by getting the kedushin. The Ritva thinks there is hagada b'shas re'iyah. The kiyam hadavar is the re'iyah. So idus l'kiyam hadavar has hagada. And Haggadah is the posel, so you have Nimsachem Kav Pasel. Is that clear or not so clear? Okay, that's maybe the Machlok is the Ritva and Tais Sovir. Okay. Good. Making our way. Okay, we said the Rashbam holds the Psul Kav Pasel is always Mishas Riya. Tais said it's not. It's Mishas Haggadah, and therefore it won't apply by Gittin Kedushin. The Ritva is saying it's Mishas Haggadah, but that's Eidus L'Kiyam Hadavar has the Shas Haggadah. The Psul Mishas Riya will already be Chal. Yeah. So what do you do with, the Ritva already answers, I'm just setting it up this way to make it just pedagogically. So what do you do with the Tosfos Minaga Olam? The Minaga Olam is to invite the whole Mishpacha to the get. So what do you mean? You have the whole family here for the Gerishin. And you have a Psul Mishaz Re'iyah. It's Eidus L'Kiyam Hadavar. So why doesn't the Pasul Nimsachem Kav Pasul? So the Ritva answered, the Ritva says, that's why we have such a concept. He's quoting the Ra'ah. We have a concept of yichud eidim. What's yichud eidim? Yichud eidim means that your miyached, you specify who your eidim are and who your eidim are not. Now, one important thing that's very clear, you're disenfranchising, I don't know, the 100 people in the room. So you're disenfranchising 98 of them, but and two of them you're assuming are your eidim. That doesn't pasel the other people in the room. The other people in the room are not pasel eidim. This is important, halach l'maisa. The other eidim are not pasel eidim. You're just saying, this is where the Rav came up with that lashon, I think. I'm making these two my Edim to the exclusion of all others, meaning those two are not going to be Mitzarif to this group of Edim. They're also Edim, but they're not going to pasel my Edim, Mishum Nimsachem Mekarva Pasel. This is important in case that Edis falls away. There was Edis in the room, and then you have to work on whether it was Nimsachem Mekarva Pasel or not. But But the Yichud Edom just says that these Edom are to the exclusion of all others, meaning they're a group to the exclusion of all others. The other ones are not going to be Mitzarif with them to pass them as Nimtzeach and Mikav Pasul. So the Ritzah has this concept of Yichud Edom. So Tosis clearly never had such a concept of Yichud Edom. They don't have the problem in the first place, and they don't have such a concept of Yichud Edom. So what's the Nekudas Machlokas there? Why does... What is the pshat that the Ritva has Yichud Edom? What's the pshat that the Tosfos don't have a Yichud Edom? So I heard something from Rav Tversky on this once that I thought was kedai to share a beer on the Ritva. Very, very, very glad. So maybe a mashal first. He said this mashal in a different order. So, meaning the whole concept of Yichud Edom is very strange. It's maisa. Let's say a person is about to rob a bank, and there are a lot of witnesses, 100 people in the room. This is his mashal. So, so the guy has a kunz. So he says, I'm going to hold up the bank teller. But first, I'm miyached my son and my daughter, who are right here, to be my eidim to the exclusion of all others. Then he robs the bank. So, pasul eidim, and that's the only eidim that were there. And now what? The eidim is out the door? So obviously that's ridiculous. Meaning you're not the bailim on what's going on over here. You can be miyached eidim. So how could a guy get up there and be mekadesh and isha, and say, I'm miyached these two eidim, and everyone else in the room, they're not mitzarif, I don't hold of them.
It's a weird mashal, because I mean, obviously I don't...
Yeah, I'll tell Rav Tversky said that.
Yeah, you can tell him. But I don't have the mashal, because the whole part is that if the robber wanted to benefit them, he wouldn't have been miyached them, so they could passel the entire kas. But there's a whole part in the yichud eidim so that they're not mitzarif to the kas, to passel the kas akasher. Here he was miyached a kas apostle. In other words...
It's called kas.
Meaning, so, even if he did it in the opposite way, even if he made it.
He wasn't miyachad anything. I'm just saying, what would have been beneficial to this guy would have been to not miyachad anything, and everyone would have been puzzled.
But I guess the point isn't really the case itself. The point is that, do you hear that he doesn't have the kalach to miyachad edim? Why does he get to choose who the edim are and who they aren't?
Yeah, no, totally. I was confused by the mashal. I was just thinking, right. You know, it's just a mashal, but I was confused. I'm not stuck in it. I'm just trying to understand why it's
right.
Clarifying.
Here. I'm just trying to think of the mashal where it could also be one that you don't get stuck on, meaning where it could be helpful to him. But
you don't have to get stuck
in. Okay, but the point is that it doesn't make sense that he should be able to be miyached anyone to be his edim. What does that mean? It's people are witnessing it. How do you get to choose who's the edim, who's not the edim? Nowadays, you don't even get to choose your edim. The girls get to go out and they decide on their own. I'm sorry I did that, guys. So, yeah, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas here? Why does the Ritva have such a Yichud Edom concept, and why doesn't Tosfos? This is, I think, very Gishmak, this is what I've said at the time. So, L'chora, Tosfos and the Ritva are not arguing whether there's such a concept of Eidus L'kim HaDavar, correct? Everyone agrees by Kedushin it's Eidus L'kim HaDavar. So maybe there are two ways to understand what Eidus L'kim HaDavar means and how it functions. The first way is that the Maisik Kedushin is a Maisik Kedushin. You've given Isha money, and you say, Hareat Mekudeshesli. Whether or not the Maisik Kedushin is Chal, is Toloi, in whether there were Eidikim witnessing that Maisik Kedushin. Simple, right? That's very simple. Again, the Maisik Kedushin is that I have to give an Isha a Shava Pruta, and say Harei Mekudeshesli, and two Edim have to witness and be Mekayim that Maisik Kedushin. Simple. So the other way to say it, alternatively, is that given that the Maisik Kedushin is Midaito, and Midaita, that's an assumption, but given that it's Midaitam, and it needs Edus L'kiyam HaDavar, so maybe the Maisik Kedushin is defined as being Mekadesh B'fnei Edim. I mean, the pshat in the Maisik Kedushin, it's not that you have to do a Maisik Kedushin b'fnei Edim. It's that a Maisik Kedushin is being Mekadesh b'fnei Edim. Part of the Maisik Kedushin itself is the Eidus L'kiyam HaDavar. The Ritva here in Mem Gimel is talking about a similar case, not exactly the same case, but very similar for our purposes. What if you have a man and a woman, they're out in a field, and we play a joke on them. So we know they're going to make this, or they're at the amusement park, and he buys a toy ring, and we know the shtick. We know he's going to pretend to propose to her. So we want to get them good. So we hide two edim me'acharei hageder that they don't know about, that are watching the kedushin, And the kid, as a joke, you know, gives the ring over in Harayat Mekdashesli, and the two Edom pop out and say, ha, we saw it. So is that a Maisei Kedushin Bifnei Edom? They know the din, they just didn't know there were Edom there. So, L'chora, this is what the Ritva is talking about later on in this shtickle. L'chora, that's Tali in this question, meaning, if the whole Edus L'kim Adavar is just that you have to do a Maisei Kedushin Bifnei Edom, so then it's Shaykh that such an Edus is Edus. Even if you were Hichmin Edom Me'achor Egeder, because they did a Maisei Kedushin, they knew that there was such a thing as a Maisei Kedushin, they knew it was supposed to take place Bifnei Edom, they didn't know there were Edom there, but L'maisei Edom witnessed it. But if the pshat is that, no, the pshat in a Maisei Kedushin is that if you have to be Mekadesh Bifnei Edom, so then unless, this is where I'm saying, I'm taking a stand on something, unless he and she both know that there were Edom there that you were Mekadesh in front of, it's not a Maisei Kedushin. It's not a Maisei Kedushin. The he and she is subject to a dispute. Whether or not you need Das HaIsha by Kedushin is a Machlokes Rishonim and a Machlokes Achronim. And that's really what the Ritva is talking about, a case where I think Hichmin La Edim Me'achor Egeder. I think that's really the case the Ritva is talking about, where he knew there were Edim there, but she did not. So that's why I kind of fudged the case a little bit, but that's not so much our Dian right now. So you hear the difference, though? You hear there's either, no, you have to do a Maisei Kedushin that has to be Bifnei Edim, or no, the Maisei Kedushin is to be Mekadesh Bifnei Edim. So, L'chor like this, the whole concept of Yichai Edim, what's the pshat? You can be like, Yachid, who's your Edim, who's not your Edim? So if you think that Maisei Kedushin is Lechud and Edus is Lechud, then it's Takashver. What does that mean? You're going to be able to be Mekadesh and Isha, do a Maisei Kedushin, and you're going to say, I don't want these to be my Edom, I do want these to be my Edom. Who are you, the Bailim, to say who's the Edom, who's not the Edom? But if the Pshat is that even the Edus is your Maisa, the Maisei Kedushin means to be Mekadesh Bifnei Edom. So then a person can determine how he's doing his Maisa. This is my Maisa. The Edus L'kim Davar is part of my Maisa. So if I'm Mekadesh Bifnei Edom, that's my Maisei Kedushin. Edus L'kim Adavar is not some external Tanai that's Mekayim, my Maisa, but my Maisa is to do so Bifnei Edekim, so I can say, I'm Miyachid these Edom, I'm not Miyachid these Edom. So maybe the Ritva, this is what Rav Tversky explained in time, maybe the Ritva and Tosa argue about this. What's the Pshat in Edus L'kim Adavar? The Tosa say, no, Edus L'kim Adavar means you have to do a Maisei Kedushin Bifnei Edom. Edom L'kim Adavar, sure, a higher level of Edus, but that's just an external factor within the idea of Kedushin. But the Ritva is saying, no, the Maisei Kedushin includes the Edus L'kim Adavar. You have to be Mekadesh Bifnei Edom, so therefore you have the reins. You have a lot more control over who you can appoint and be Miyachid and specify, and who not. You hear? Shtickle.
What can it just be that he's telling the Edom to have to come on and to not be Messiah with anybody else? That's what it means for the Edom.
He's asking them to like disqualify themselves or whatever.
Yeah, that's what the Rav Natal meant when he said to be excluded of all others.
You're saying that Tamida.
Now they know that they're alone. I mean, Mela, they don't have Kavana Litzir.
Right. So, like, I don't know. Like, I hear why that. Unless someone could chip in if they disagree, I hear why that could work. I don't think that's what the Ritva meant. Does it sound like from the Ritva it would work even if they said, no, I'm adamant, I want to witness this. I don't know.
It's not holding closest whether Kavanah Lahoy means to be Mitzdari, to be married.
Yeah,
Rebbe
Chaim, Tosfos Chaim.
Right, so
that's maybe what the Ritva is saying, that's what I'm proposing.
That Ritva holds like the...
Rebbe Chaim, okay. Yeah, there's
another.
I don't know, it doesn't...
If he holds that way.
So I don't know from here, unless it's the later part of it, but I don't think it's here in the later part of the Ritva. That's when he switched to Hichmin La'edim. I would just say that doesn't seem like that's what the Ritva means, at least. And there is an afkamina, right? If someone would say, I'm adamant and I want to still... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the fact that Ritva doesn't account for that is not necessarily a rye that I'm right, but...
Yeah, that would be that.
I don't know. Liyache edim di'ilo... Lo came in the Ika Eid Pasul B'Nam Eidus Kolom B'Tehila. I don't know. I don't know. I don't think that's what he's saying. But a small hosafa here. The Gemara in Kedusha. Let me know if you think this is good. The Gemara Kedushin that Vav talks about the case of Nasan Hu V'Amra He. He gives her a ring, and she says the Amira. So that's no good. Why not? So the Rishonim there say, some of the Chachmei Sfarad say, the Rashba and others, because what do we have in that case? We have an umdana, meaning the Edim who are witnessing, we know he was masking to her Amira, but he didn't say it, but we know he was masking to her Amira. But it's not enough to have an umdana. It's not enough to know that there was a heskim. It's not enough to know that he was agreeable to her Amira. It has to be that they saw there was a re'iyah of the Ma'aseh Kedushin. The umdana of haskama is not enough. Good? That's how some of the Rishonim explain. Okay, the problem is like this. The Gemara says that's no good. Why? Because the Torah says kiyikach. I think it says kitikach. Or it's kitikach below kiyikach or something like that. But the mashmas in the Gemara is that it's a psul and lakicha. It's a pegam and lakicha. Meaning, the way the Rashba and other Rishonim are saying is it sounds like it's a pegam in the Edus. Meaning, the Edim have to have seen he was Mekadesh her and had das Mekadesh her. But if they see that he was giving her a ring and she said something and they assume he was masking to it because it makes sense in context, it makes very good sense, but that was a chisaron in the Edus. That's what the Rashba is explaining. But I don't understand. It's a chisaron in the Edus, then why does the Gemara say it's a pegam in kiyikach? It's not a pegam in the lakicha, it's a pegam in the Edus. The lakicha was very good. We know what he did. Elamai, we can't trust Edus like that because Edus has to be lakim adabra. They have to actually see that he did it. So maybe with this mahalach, you understand it though? Meaning the pegam in Edus lakim adabar is a pegam in lakicha. The vart in kiyikach ish isha, bifnei edim, is not that he has to do a maisei kedushim bifnei edim. It's that the maisei kedushim is one in which someone does kedushim bifnei edim. That is included in the maisei kedushim. The maisei lakicha of kiyikach ish isha includes within its definition that there be edus lakim adavar. That's part of his maisei kedushim. So when these edim don't have a full re'iyah, they only have an umdana on haskama, so that's by dint of the fact that it's a begam in edus, it is a begam in lakicha. It's a lack of kiyikach. That's the pshat. Hein hein advarim. The chesun edus is a chisaron in the ma'aseh lakicha. So maybe that's tamud over there.
Why wouldn't you just say that the edim didn't see the full lakicha, and that's the problem? Not that it's part. Not that they're a chilek of the ma'aseh lakicha.
They didn't see the full.
They didn't see.
I think the Gemara says that it's a lack of kiyikach.
Yeah.
That's not what the Rishonim are explaining. They're explaining that it's a lack of edus. Because the edus only have an umdana that he wanted to marry her, but they don't have a full.
Why can you say that Edim didn't see the lakicha?
The lakicha he did. They did see that he gave her kesef.
But they didn't. What they didn't hear that it was amrhi, right?
It was amrhi, correct.
So the fact that they didn't see that is called a chesron in seeing the lakicha.
I don't think that's what the Rashba says. I don't think that's what the Rishonim say. I think they say it's a lack of edus on his das. It's an umdana on the haskama, but they need to have seen that he had das. They didn't see that he had das. They lacked that. So it's all the pieces are there, but the edus is missing. They're aware that he was mekadesher, but they didn't see him be mekadesher. So that's not a lack of kiyikach. That's a lack of edus on the kiyikach. The kiyikach was there. The kiyikach was there. So, but maybe the pshat is like this: that there wasn't a lakicha unless you have edus lakim adavar. That's a lack of lakicha. Does that help?
Yeah.
You hear the power? Okay. Yeah, some have a practice to be machmir for the ritva. Yesh lachmir, he says. That's what they say. The rav was machmir for yichud edim lechatchila. But the rav didn't think it was. It was Ma'akev. That's a story that Rav Shechter has in Nefesh HaRav and tells in the case where the Chassan was Mi'achid Krovim. The whole din of Yichidim is Lechatchila. Make our din we really hold like Taisus. There's no psul here of Nimsach and Ka'apostle in a case where there's no Haggadah, in the case of Gittin Gedushin. That's really the Ikar Adin. It's a Chumrah to be Mi'achid Yidim like the Ritva, like the Chach Misvard, but it's not Ikar Adin. That's what the Avni Miluim says in Simon. I brought it in, but in Simon Membez and Sif Sifkatan. In case you want to look it up, it's not helpful. Simon Membez. Sif Katan. Sif Katan Vav. That's where he talks about his Ritva. So the Avni Miluim says that even the Ritva never meant a din b'di'evit. He meant a din l'chadchila, the miyach eidim. And he wouldn't be bothered by a case of b'di'evit. Because it's umdun ha'demuchach b'libo of leiv ka'adam that he wants to have kedushin. That's what I think he says. That stama is ki'ilu, you're miyach eidim. Meaning, that's all you're trying to spell out. Meaning, there is a b'di'evit need for yichad eidim, but you have it. Not whatever. Fill in the blank on the how you say that in shorthand. Came in the beginning, the Sarach Edom Lakovadar, but Sarach Lakhamin Hal Edos, Chamoshi Yavur Lafanenu. One second. Bahakanami, Afilubistama, Kosh Machavin Edom Amrinan, Vadakam Raso Hail Edom Sherim, Haruin Lahayed. So it's as if you were Miachid, the ones from the crowd who were Kasher. Avada, if we see you make a whole Maimed and you get up there and you're having a Chuppah, Avada, you want the good Edom to be your Edom. So you bid the Eved, the Ritva would agree that you don't need Yichud Eidim bepeh. But he obviously agrees that it's Ma'akev, that there be a Yichud Eidim, but it already exists. Tuzis, I think Tuzis don't mean that. But that's what Avnei Mulum says, Lalacha, yeah.
Meaning, if it's all about your Maisa Kedushin,
someone else cannot do that.
Someone else, that's part of your
yes. Do you have a Gemara that says, okay, maybe the Shliach, fine, but I'm saying, but you're not asking Kasha, right? You're not saying you have something against that. Yeah, I think that would be an Afkamina, yeah. As long as there were Edom there. Right. Yeah, I mean, I think that's what, I mean, Tosis wouldn't say that a person has to point out who is Edomar, right? As long as they were in the room witnessing it, that's true. And like just, especially with what Rabbi just said, the Ritva is not even Pshat that you don't have to do that, meaning the Pshat is that if people in the room were at least have an Umdun and a Mukhuch, believe what they called them, that he wanted everyone there, or whoever there was Kasher to be his Edom, but still was Ki'ilu, he was Ma'am with them.
It's like what the Rosh says about Tapa'a Sh'ula, that you have das, that you want kedushin
to work up pi'alacha.
Right.
To work up pi'alacha.
So here you need the
yeah.
And you have it for whoever's in the
right. Right. Yeah. So maybe that's the omek in the Ritva and Tosis here. That again. So just from the beginning. So that we talked about the three shitas in the Rishonim, the Tosis, the Rashba Tosis in our like our major Tosis, the Rashbam and the Ritva, the Rashbam that there's a pshul mishas ri'iyah as long as they're mechavin. Fine. Taisa say the psul is mishas haggadah. We cleared whether that's a dinin, the haggadah is posel or that's a tanai. The taisa is an afkamina in terms of they became krovim later on before the haggadah, but after the riya. And we said maybe that's mukach that Tosas thinks that it's a mamish, the haggadah is posel. Otherwise, why wouldn't they say that by getting mikedushin there's a psul in nimsach and kal posel? It must be that the haggadah is the posel and it doesn't exist here. The ritva also assumes it's talin haggadah, but he assumes that by getting mikedushin Taka do have Nimsech and Mekav Pasol. We said, you could have said it's because that Vart, that it's a Tanai, and the Tanai isn't necessary here, so it's Pasol Mishas Riya. But the Pashtas in the Ritva is that he's arguing fundamentally and saying he agrees it's Psul na Haggadah Mamish. Elamai, you have a Haggadah by Edis Gitna Kedushin, because the Kiyum Adavar is the Haggadah. That's Mekayim Adavar. They're being Mekayim, they're being Mayid, they're being Magid through their Edis itself, Mimela. That's what we said, maybe the Machlokes, the Ritva and the Tosis is there, about the Nimsech and Mekav Pasol being Shaykh by Gitmik Dushin or not being shy by Gitmik Dushin. And then we just gave a bear from Rav Tversky in the Ritva, in the Pshat, and how is a person the Bailam even to be Miyachid Edom in the first place? You could have such a, never mind the Chumrah, how is it possible to have that? How does that work halachically? So it works because if we assume that the Edis Lakim Adabr is just an external factor within Kedushin, okay, fine. So then he has a Maisei Kedushin. How could he choose? Who's the Edom? Who's not the Edom? But if you assume, and that's what Tos assume, but if you assume that no, the Maisa condition is defined as being a Kaddish Bifnei Edim, so the Edim are also part of his Maisa, so he can be Miyachid, who the Edim are and who they are not. And then I was just suggesting that maybe that's the Pshat and those Rishonim who say that the Pagam of Nasan Hu Ve'amrahi, where it's clearly a Pagam in Edus, is a Pagam in the Umdana, that the Edim only have an Umdana, but they didn't actually have a Re'iyah of his Das. So we're suggesting that maybe the pshat there, even though the Gemara, sorry, and the Gemara calls that a psul of pagam of kiyikach, kisikach lo kiyikach, whatever. So what do you mean? It's not pagam in the lakicha, it's pagam in the edus. So we're suggesting, no, hein hein advar, that the pagam in the edus is a pagam in lakicha, because the maisa lakicha, the maisa kedushin, is to be mekadesh bifnei edim. If you don't have that here, if you don't have a glata edus, then you don't have a glata maisa lakicha, and that's the issue. And then we ended just by saying that the Adam Yilum says nam akiv, with that important point, that he's not saying that you don't, that even the Ritva agrees that you don't need Yichad Edim. The Ritva does think you need Yichad Edim li'ikuba. Elamai, you have Yichad Edim even when you don't, you should lechatchila be Miyachad Edim. But even if you're not Miyachad Edim, the guy has Kavana, that anyone who's kosher in the crowd should be the Edim and not the people who are not kosher. Okay, we'll stop.